It was hysteria.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I woke up this morning to a crying 10-year-old, but wait till I tell you this whole story because I think you guys are going to get a kick out of it. Yesterday, I picked up Hudson from school. By the way, DZ had the baby. We're very excited. Baby boy, if you missed all of that. Little baby Danny, Dennison. And they're going to call him Danny, but everyone's happy and healthy. And I got to check on them again today and see if they're still in a good mood because you know how new babies are. But they were good yesterday. And if you missed the whole update, it's all up on the Odyssey app. Just go look for Allie and DZ. You can always listen back to everything. Okay, so I wake up this morning at 4 a.m. and in my room is a crying 10-year-old because yesterday when I picked up Hudson and Owen from school, Hudson is the 10-year-old, Owen's the 12-year-old. Hudson gets in the car and I'm like, hey, how was your day at school? And he goes, it was good, Mom. And I'm like, wait, what? Hudson's like, I lost my voice, Mom. I don't know. And I'm like, wow, well, that happened quickly. How do you feel? He goes, I feel fine. I go, does your throat hurt? He goes, not anymore. Did yesterday. I feel fine. I go, huh. Well, that's a little weird. You must be coming down with something. A lot of people are sick. No big deal. We'll take you home. We'll throw a COVID test. We'll check everything out. Fine. Go home. Totally negative. Negative COVID test. Fine. Still has no voice. But it's like enough that he can get by. He can tell me what he needs. So this morning, 4 a.m., I'm getting ready to get out of bed to come to work. And all of a sudden, the door opens and I go, who's out of bed? Here comes Hudson crying. He goes, I have no voice. And I go, oh, it's okay. And you guys, Hudson thought it was gone forever. Okay, that's where I'm going with this. Hudson didn't realize that his voice was just gone. It's never happened to him. And it never occurred to me that this would scare him. Because think about it. First time ever you lose your voice, you don't know anyone else that lost their voice. And he's now having a full-on panic attack and thinks it's all over. And he's like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. Your voice will come back. And he's like, it will. I said, it will. It will. So I just thought that was the cutest thing, that Hudson was so scared this morning that he had lost his voice and now it was never coming back. So I kept him home from school because obviously something's going on. He's got some kind of virus, but it was the cutest. So I want you to share, feel free to share your stories on when you really thought it was all over for you. The WebMD stories that sent you over the edge, because we all have them. And I thought it was super cute that, you know, Hudson just didn't know. It was just one of those things. If nobody ever told you, how would you know? Your voice is gone. He thinks it's gone forever, I guess. Oh my goodness, I love it. 414-533-1037. When you misdiagnosed yourself, Hudson really thought it was all over. Aren't kids funny? 103.7 Kiss FM. I was just talking about how my 10-year-old, my fourth grader Hudson, woke up hysterically crying because he had lost his voice. Clearly got some kind of virus. Feels fine otherwise. And thought it was all over for him. Thought his voice was never coming back. And I just thought it was the cutest thing I'd ever heard. So I was asking for your stories where you thought the end was near. And boy, are you guys delivering. Good morning, Amanda in Waukesha.
Hey.
Hey, girl. So I was trying not to giggle. I was trying to just hold him and be like, you're gonna talk again. It's okay. It'll be back by this weekend. I don't know, Mom.
I'm actually really looking forward to the day that happens to my kids because I have a feeling it'll be the same thing.
You know what? I should have been like, this is a great day. Now,
right.
Amanda, what's your story where you thought it was all over?
So I was like 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas Eve. I'm mm-hmm. taking a shower. And there's a sudden pain in my side slash mm-hmm. stomach okay. that causes me to practically collapse in the shower. I can't breathe. Oh, no. I can't yell. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I just thought I was going to, that was it.
Was it.
I was
right.
going to go out naked in my shower. No one could hear me. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. But I managed to get out and start stomp. I was upstairs. Mm-hmm. I started stomping on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I lived with my mom and my grandma at the time. And my grandma opened the door and mm-hmm. yelled at me for stomping.
She had no idea. So what was wrong with you?
I had an ovarian cyst rupture.
Oh, dude.
Like blow up rupture. Yeah.
So you're banging on the floor and nobody's coming to rescue you because...
Nobody's coming to rescue me. And instead she yells at me and tells me to stop pounding on the floor.
Wow.
So luckily, when she opened the door, I like half yelled, yeah, and she called my mom, and she's like, I don't know, she's trying to say something, I can't hear anything.
You're like, just up here with the cyst rupturing, I'm naked and on the floor, no big deal, but boom, 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 boom on the floor some more if I can get you up here. Oh my goodness.
So then my mom came up and she's like, we can't hear you.
You're like, I'm the one who's dying over here, what are you upset for? Oh, that's funny.
And there, I'm just getting yelled at for pounding on the floor. It was fine.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. That's all I really care about, because now you're one of our regulars and that you're supposed to be here. See?
Yay. There was a reason they found me.
There was. It was to be on Allie and DZ. All right, Amanda, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, girl. See you later.
Bye.
Jay is calling in Milwaukee. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Good morning.
I can't forget you because of that voice. You're memorable.
That morning voice, right? That morning
that
voice.
That morning voice. No, it's a good voice. It's a good voice. Jay, do you have a story where you thought it was over?
Oh, I thought it was over for me and my daughter. She was around 5 years old at the time, and we had a long hallway, and this was right after the movie The Ring came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had long hair and a nightgown on because she had been sleeping, and it was about midnight, 1 a.m. And she gets up, and she's walking down the hallway and doesn't say anything and kind of scares the crap out of me. And I tell her, hey, what are you doing? And she doesn't answer me, and she just got this stare.
She looks like a doll in a movie, right?
I thought it was over for me. I thought she was going to kill me. And she starts to projectile vomit. So now I'm really thinking I'm in a horror movie.
No, is her head spinning and round, or is her head sitting straight?
I wanted to help her out, but I didn't want to get too close to her. So I kind of tossed a pillow her way until she started screaming my name. And I'm like, okay, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. My 5-year-old is going to kill me, you know?
Right. While she's throwing up on me. It's so funny how you said you're like pushing her because you didn't want to go near her. Because when I flew back from Cancun this week, there was a guy on the plane getting sick, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Not him getting sick, but he was walking towards the bathroom, and I watched the flight attendant like push him as hard as she could and slam the door on him and be like, do it in the bathroom. And I was like, wow, nobody cares about that guy. Just get in the bathroom and get away from everybody else.
I just wanted her to answer me. I approached her like an officer. I said, you stop right there. Tell me what's wrong.
Put your hands up.
I don't want to get too close to you.
Jay thought his own kid was a horror doll. That's a good one.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, I'm glad she's okay. Thanks for sharing that story,
Jay.
Yeah,
no problem. Have a good
great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, I got to pull her up. You know who she is. Good morning, Amanda in Racine.
Good morning.
Hey.
Turn down.
That's my girl. So this all started with me saying Hudson lost his voice and came in crying at 4 a.m. Thought he was never going to get the voice back. He's just clearly sick. But what's your story where you thought it was all over?
Yeah, I'm still a kid, I feel like. You know, I'm a worry ward. I worry about everything.
Mm-hmm. Are
this
you WebMD?
As recent as last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
So I actually, like, when I'm sleeping, I'll think I see things. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'll see bugs, and I'll, like, freak out, and I'll, like, start hitting the bed and wake up my husband. Like, oh, my God! There's bugs in the bed. He's like, there's nothing there. Well, yesterday was kind of crazy because I thought I saw my kid walking off the bed and just falling off the bed. And I'm waking him up. I'm like, oh, my God, our kid. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
And you thought the kid was a bug or what?
I thought she was walking off the bed in our room. And I'm like, that is just, what is wrong with me?
Oh, my gosh. So basically, you see things. You have visions.
Yeah. See, yeah, when I'm sleeping.
And you know what DZ would say if he was here? He'd be like, yep. I believe you, Amanda. I believe
you.
He'd be like, she does, Allie. I'd be like, no, she doesn't. He'd be like, she does. She's got the sixth sense. Well, I'm glad that it's just you imagining things, Amanda.
It's just me. It's always just me.
It's you, Amanda. You're the problem. It's you.
It's just me. Yeah.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, you can always submit your Am I the Jerk moral dilemma to us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can just slide into our DMs. This one came off of the Kiss FM Facebook DMs. She wants to know if she's the jerk for getting mad at the teachers who said they leave her kid. Hold on, though. Listen to this one. She said, good morning. Last week, I picked my daughters up from middle school at 4:12 after their club meeting. The club meeting ends at 4:05. I was a little late that day because I waited for my younger kid to get home off the bus. It was storming and the bus was running late. But when I got to the school, they told me the two teachers were upset that I was 7 minutes late, she wrote in all caps, and told them that they don't get paid enough to stay after school that late. Another mom pulled in right before me, was reminded she also needed to be there at 4:05 and not 4:12. They told me that one of the teachers said next time I'm late, they would have to leave the school grounds and walk to the Quick Trip. That's a half a mile away and across a busy highway. I was livid. I told my girls there to never leave the school without my permission, no matter what. They're 10 and 11 and don't have cell phones. I would have been looking everywhere. So when we got home, I emailed the principal and told him what had happened and requested a conference with him and the two teachers. It's been 4 days and I still have not received an email or phone calls back. Am I the jerk for getting so upset at the teachers for telling my girls they would need to leave the school if I'm 7 minutes late? In all caps, she wrote seven again. Because of my son's school bus? Or am I in the right? And what principal doesn't contact a parent after 4 days over something like this? I'm still angry. I'm going to call her Karen. I'm going to give her name. I'm going to change her name to Karen right now, and you know why. Okay. As a late person, I don't know if I would ever scream at someone for being upset with me that I was late. I mean, the whole thing is wacky to me. Karen wants, I get why she's upset, but I also feel like the school hasn't emailed her back because this is wild that she thinks she has a leg to stand on here. I don't know, 414-533-1037. I know this is going to trigger a lot of people because either you're going to say, don't ever say my kid has to leave. But a lot of you are going to say, how are you going to be the late one and then get mad at everybody else when you're the late one on other people's times? Because these clubs are volunteered. Let's not act like everybody's getting paid for this stuff. We will talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, let's get into this. Karen, which I made her name Karen, yes, I did, wrote into the show and wanted to know if she's the jerk for being upset. She was 7 minutes late, she said in all caps, to pick her kids up from their club after school because she was waiting on her kid to get off the bus. And they told her next time the kids were going to have to leave the school and walk to the Quick Trip half a mile down the road. And she thought that was insane. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad at these teachers for telling her to get there on time or they're leaving her kids, who are 10 and 11. 10 and 11. Okay, let's get to the first call. I got Shanna in Waukesha. Good morning, Shanna. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Hope you guys are good.
Good, good. DZ had his baby, so he's not here. But I want to know, do you think Karen's a jerk for getting mad the teachers said they were going to leave her kids?
I do not think she's a jerk, but I do need a little more context. Like, is she always late or was this the only time that she was late? Because then I really don't think she's a jerk. She's always late, then maybe she's a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah, she had it coming. I get it. Things happen occasionally. The bus is late and it can't get to the kids, right? And so she's waiting.
Well, I know in Waukesha right now, we have a shortage on bus drivers. So our kids' buses are all late every single day by a half hour.
However, that is not the problem of the teachers there because they might have their own families who they have. Somebody texted in something great and said, what about the teachers having to get their kids? They have children sometimes to pick up. What about them? It makes, it becomes this domino effect, right?
Yeah. But concerning that, at my kids' school, there is always still someone in the office. So if I was ever late, they would just send my kid to the office. And then they would just go home.
Right. I think it's because it was later and maybe there weren't people. It was after 4 o'clock. Maybe they weren't there. Yeah. I don't know what time they get out.
Even after clubs, I mean, I guess all schools are different, but even after clubs, there's always still somebody, multiple people in the office until at least 5 or 6 o'clock, I would say, every day at my kids' school. But
I do feel like, though, it's pretty ballsy to email the school and yell at them when you were the late one and be like, why is no one calling me back? I felt like that was a little, to me, it's obvious why nobody's calling her back. What are they going to say? Yeah. Be on time. They're going to be like, yeah, be on time. Have a great day. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
I don't think she's going to accomplish anything by having a meeting. But
no. Same.
She is right to be upset because those kids should not be walking by themselves at 10 and 11, too. And what neighborhood
debate for another day.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I know there are kids in my kids' elementary school who walk alone at 10 and 11. I see it. I agree. It depends on neighborhoods and things like that. But you say not a jerk. Thank you for calling, Shanna.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Next up, Shannon is calling in West Dallas. Oh, my goodness. Ah, good morning.
Good morning, and I want to start off by saying congrats to DZ and Aaron.
Aw, I'm sure he'll be saying thank you if he was listening. And he might be if he's just sitting there with the baby. He might be listening on the Odyssey app board. So that's sweet. But go on. What do you think, Shannon? Is Karen a jerk?
A very inconsiderate jerk.
Amen. I was towing the line with Shanna there, but I just didn't agree at all.
So, first off, what if those teachers have to pick up their kids from daycare and they got to pay a late fee?
That's what I'm saying. Because a lot of daycares, it's by the minute they charge, right?
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. So are they going to charge her that late fee?
Right.
Is she going to pay it for them? And 10 and 11, they are more than old enough to be walking by themselves.
I agree.
Especially the two of them together.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that. I will back you on that. Go on. Mm-hmm.
And then how does she know that the principal is there? Maybe the principal had a family emergency of why he's not answering.
Well, she was mad it's been 4 days and she hadn't heard anything. So I was
but we don't know what the situation
is. I assumed that they just didn't email her back because what are they going to say? You were late, be on time. Thanks. We're not having a meeting. This is dumb. You're deflecting from the fact that you were late and this isn't our problem. We won't leave your kids, but don't do it again. I mean, what are you going to say? It'd be such a weird meeting.
I agree 100%, but she's all about herself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's caught in her
all
feelings right
herself.
Now, and she's deflecting. Yep. I agree with that. Okay, so you're saying jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we are split down the middle right now. All right, Shannon, girlfriend.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Whitney is last but not least in Milwaukee. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
This is an interesting one because Karen wants to know if she's the jerk. She was 7 minutes late to pick up her kids from their club. She got there at 4:12 and it got out at 4:05. And they said, next time we're leaving your kids and they can walk down to the Quick Trip. And she said, what? So
yes, she is a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, and go on. Because
with my daughter's school, and she's in elementary school, they make it very clear from day one, if you are not there at 2:20 sharp to pick up your child, they will be left out front waiting.
Oh, okay.
So it don't matter the age. So the fact that I'm sure she was very aware of policies as well.
Yeah.
So for her to take all this frustration out on the school, because again, like you said, it's her fault.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be mad.
Right. 100%. 100%. I do feel like there's a lot of deflection going on as a person. And I'm late all the time. Let me tell you something, Whitney. I'm a late person and I still cannot back her up on this one. I get why she's upset. She's like, oh, you were going to do that to my kids. But to me, she's caught up in that to deflect away from the fact that she just wasn't there on time when she was supposed to be there. And people have lives and kids and their own stuff. And it was an extracurricular activity, you know?
They're 10 and 11.
And they're 10 and 11.
4 or 5.
They can sit outside the school for 7 minutes without a teacher and they're going to live. I feel that way in my mind. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Whitney. You have a great day. All right?
Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you go. She's a jerk. I see all your texts. A lot of people triggered this morning, going all over the place. I get it. You can always text in 414-533-1037 because a lot of people on one.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so that was Billie Eilish right there, and she is now opening up about her worries about Olivia Rodrigo and how she feels protective over Olivia Rodrigo. She said, I just see myself in all these young girls. She said, and it's the girls, man. Boys can handle themselves. They're dudes. They don't have to deal with it like we do. I just want to hold everybody in a little glass box and never let anything touch them. She said that she was really worried about Olivia because Olivia is about 14 months younger than Billie and got her start with Disney. So she said right when Olivia Rodrigo started getting big, when Driver's License came out, which was 2021, so a couple of years ago, she said she just kind of saw her as this dainty little child and she wanted to protect her. She said, I felt so nervous. I was worried about her. She came up in that acting world and people are so weird. She said, I don't know. I just felt very protective over her. So she admits that she wrote the song Goldwing on her album about Olivia. She said, it's not only about Olivia, but she was completely who I thought about when I wrote that song on her album in 2021. So Billie Eilish wrote that song. So if you know the song Goldwing or you want to go listen, that is what she said she wrote, thinking about Olivia Rodrigo. But I do appreciate it how Billie is trying to protect others, because I remember when Billie Eilish sold out Summerfest, the quickest artist to ever sell out was something ridiculous, like a couple of minutes. And she was maybe, was she even 18 yet? I remember that. So Billie Eilish definitely gets it and knows how it goes.